True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beautiful morning. Got a nice breeze going. Highs of 87 today. Right now it's 70 degrees and nice. 88 for a high today, and then looking ahead to the rest of the week, it warms up a little bit. 86 for high today, rather 85 tomorrow, 88 on Wednesday, and then near 90 by Saturday, but dry throughout the week. And we got the statistical peak of hurricane season the day after tomorrow on Wednesday, and the tropics are quiet, so we'll take it. And that, as it stands now, a prediction from the NOAA and University of Colorado would appear to be way off, and let's hope it stays that way. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Full disclosure, I did not see the LSU game because I do not have ESPN Plus, and I didn't go with the bootleg versions that apparently are available. Tell me about the game.
Well, it was just a sluggish, lethargic game from LSU, particularly offensively. And Coach Brian Kelly expressed his displeasure after the game. And he said it was on everyone. He said it was with the coaches, it was the players, lack of execution. The scheme was bad. They got out-coached. So it was a variety of things that led to it. And I think we talked about it on Friday when I was on your show, Tommy, about, you know, it's human nature for there to be a letdown after playing a top five opponent on the road. Mm-hmm. You come back home, and even though it's the home opener and it's your first time in Tiger Stadium in months, you know, just sometimes the focus, the intensity is just not where it needs to be, or it wasn't where it was a week ago. And that showed. And, you know, the game got off to an ominous start offensively. Braylon Moore, your starting center, goes down with a high ankle sprain on the first play. And on the first drive, Garrett Nussmeier underthrows Berrien Brown for an interception. And then it was just a struggle. Now, on the other side of that, defensively, the Tigers played great. Now, granted, Louisiana Tech is not a very good team offensively. They're really struggling to figure out how to get that offense going. It was a bad offense last year, and it's off to a bad start this year. But we've been sitting here clamoring for a good defense, and LSU's got it at least through 2 weeks. And so I think that's the good news, and I think it's just going to take a little more time here for this offense to get going.
When it comes to so much emphasis being put on 1-0 and winning the opener and the big game against the big opponent, it's hard not to think that there would be a letdown, right? I mean, really, honestly?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody would have predicted LSU would just score 23 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's just very disappointing on the surface of it. And, you know, Brian Kelly said going into the week that, or into the game, that there's a certain standard that's expected out of an LSU football team. And regardless of who the opponent is, you need to play to that standard. And they didn't. And he let his disappointment be known in his post-game press conference. I mean, that was about as fiery as a coach that I have heard in a post-game press conference after a 23-7 win. He's just not going to say, okay, well, yeah, we had a letdown. Let's just move on to next week. I think he's going to drive the point home that, hey, this is a very talented team, and you just can't muddle through a game. You just can't go through the motions. Obviously you're playing an inferior opponent, so it doesn't cost you a win this Saturday, but this is a really good team, and you should play like it. And they didn't play like it, especially on offense on Saturday night.
I think an indicator of that, Caden Durham, 29 yards, 13 carries, only 128 yards as a team. That, to me, when it comes to running the ball, that is all about, and I understand they lost the center, but that's all about attitude, that's all about desire and determination. And if you don't run the ball against a team like Louisiana Tech, all due respect, that shows the desire, the determination isn't there. You think I'm making stuff up in my head or not?
No, I think you're right on, Tommy. And even Brian Kelly dismissed the idea of the fact that they lost Braylon Moore as a starting center. But I think that had a factor in it. I mean, Braylon played so well. I mean, he was the SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week for his performance in the Clemson game. So he played so well in that game, and LSU did have a good running game, and it was, it helped them obviously come away with the victory. But, yeah, I mean, 13 carries, 29 yards from your top running back against Louisiana Tech. Now, Louisiana Tech, they play a 3-3-5 stack. It's a little bit of a different defense. Actually, they're going to face it again this Saturday against Florida. They do a similar type of defensive scheme as well. And, just LSU didn't perform well. And I think that is a bit of a red flag just because they struggled to run the ball last year. Run blocking was an issue for LSU. And granted, it's nearly a completely entirely different offensive line. And you were hoping to see better. You were hoping to see a little bit better from that offensive line. And to be honest with you, and I know it's sometimes that I kind of hate doing this, but you take away Harlan Berry had a long run in this game, and if you take away that, the running numbers are really meager.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Florida Saturday night in Death Valley on ABC national TV doesn't, what's that old saying, doesn't light your fire, your pilot light is out, right?
Well, especially considering Florida's situation now, to get upset at home to South Florida, Billy Napier back on the hot seat. It's a Florida team that's going to come in desperate, so you better be ready for this game.
I think they will be. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll get your take on that when we return. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about the Tigers getting by Louisiana Tech. I figured there would be a letdown. Again, not that much of a letdown, but they did win 23-7. Good news is, and Tim Zimmer brought this up, is that it was not on the traditional broadcast outlets, so maybe a lot of people didn't see it, and they just see the score and then move on and keep LSU at number 3. Not that it matters right now. We'll take a break for traffic, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU still number 3 after a, I guess, lackluster performance, Jeff, would be a good phrase, against La Tech.
Yeah, I refer to it as lethargic. Yeah, lethargic, whatever adjective that you want to use in that ballpark, I think is a very good way of describing it.
What do we know about Tredez Green?
Well, Tredez Green suffered a knee injury in the fourth quarter, and based on what we're hearing, it's likely he will not play against Florida this Saturday. But it's not a season-ending injury. Looks like it's something that he'll be able to bounce back. So you got Florida this Saturday, then you got Southeastern Louisiana the following week. So maybe he misses the next couple of weeks, and hopefully you can get him back for that Ole Miss game at the end of the month.
Tell me about this Florida team. Hey, first of all, let me take a step back. You look at Oregon beating Oklahoma State 69-3. I've been around a while. I can never really remember LSU being the type of team, and this goes back to all different coaches and teams and everything else, to run up 69 on an opponent. Can you remember that ever happening?
No, I don't necessarily remember 69-3.
Or 67 or anything like
Oklahoma
that?
Oklahoma State, my goodness, how bad have they gotten? And you have to wonder how much longer Mike Gundy is going to be the head coach there of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about Florida.
Well, we were just talking about it. Just a really bad, disappointing loss. I mean, Florida finished the season strong so well last year, and there was this thinking, hey, even though they have a tough schedule, there's a chance that this team could be really good. But that's a really bad loss. Now, South Florida got let's give the Bulls a little bit of credit here. They beat a ranked team in Boise State to begin the season, and then now they go on the road in the Gainesville and they win there, but. Just a bad loss. And you got a defensive lineman who was ejected for spitting on a player during the game. I mean, just rough. But if you're LSU, you can't fall into the trap to think that Florida is not very good, because again, there's a chance that they can, for at least one game, really put it all together and play very well in Tiger Stadium. I mean, they got absolutely nothing to lose, but Florida is about ready to enter a very difficult stretch. They come to LSU, then they go to Miami, then they host Texas, and then they're at Texas A&M. So this could get from bad to ugly to really, really bad in a heartbeat here for Miami or for Florida, based on losing a really tough game against South Florida.
But for LSU not to be ready for Florida, I can't in my mind see that happening. I mean, how can you not get ready for an SEC opponent coming off this, what did you say, what was the word you used, against lethargic performance?
Well, I used the word atrocious.
Yeah, atrocious, whatever. But how they cannot be ready for an SEC opponent, primetime TV, a first SEC game, I can't see that happening. Can you?
No, you can't. It's got to be better. And you're just waiting for this offense to kind of come together a little bit more. And I don't know if it's because you got so many weapons now that you're trying to get the football to. You're trying to get people, you still really haven't been able to get Chris Hilton involved at all here in the first 2 weeks. And there's a lot of guys you're trying to get involved offensively. And maybe that's leading to some of the issues. But let's see. Maybe they could put it together and have a strong game against the Florida Gators on Saturday night. Tiger Stadium should be alive, should be electric, and so it should be a lot of fun come Saturday.
If they're not ready, God help them. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff. You have a good week. We'll talk to you again. When we come back, we'll talk to Jason Shield, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. One of my favorite times of week. We get to bank on it. Financial insights you can count on. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:43 here on this Monday morning. That's when we bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason Shields?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I am okay. It was a mixed bag on a weekend, but you know what? You live to fight another weekend, right?
Yep, beautiful weather today, too, so it's always nice when you wake up to that.
Hurricane season's quiet. We'll take it. Let's talk about buy now, pay later, because a lot of people are taking advantage of that. Maybe they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, sure thing, Tommy. So today I wanted to start with talking about buy now, pay later and some important changes that are coming regarding credit bureau reporting, because this is a fairly big change that a lot of people really need to be aware of if they use buy now, pay later. But first, I'll start with what is buy now, pay later, because I don't know that everyone who's listening may necessarily know about it.
I don't.
And so, yeah, if you've ever checked out online, you go to check out and you put your payment information in, you'll see this button somewhere that says, hey, pay this over 4 easy payments. In essence, that is buy now, pay later. There's a variety of companies that offer that. And basically, what it is it's a short-term installment plan, right? 4 payments over 6 weeks. Once every 2 weeks, you pay 25% of the balance and then it's paid off. Seems really simple. It's interest-free, but these companies wouldn't exist if they weren't making money, right, mm-hmm. Tommy? So the way that these companies profit is a couple of ways. One is merchant fees, right? Very similar. When you swipe your debit card, the merchants pay a percentage. It's usually 2 to 8%. And the merchants are happy to pay that because they get paid right away and they get an instantaneous sale. The other is consumer fees. So there's late fees, rescheduling fees, all those other various things. And then the bigger one that I don't think a lot of people know about is data monetization. So in essence, these buy now, pay later companies, after you use them multiple times, what they do is they start to figure out your patterns. And in essence, they become the vessel. They become your drug dealer, Tommy, right? They say, okay, I know what you like. I know when I'm going to serve it up to you. I know how often you pay. And so that's the real hidden thing, right? Everyone says, oh, the merchants pay for everything. But the amount of money they make off of your data is makes the merchant fees pale in comparison, to be honest with you. So what's changing with credit reporting is this. For the longest time, buy now, pay later, it was a lot of people considered it an advantage, never reported to credit reporting agencies. And that could be good and it could be bad. If you're a good user of it, you would really want that info to be reported because it improves your credit worthiness. But if you're someone who misses some payments here and there, you're happy because it's not hurting your credit score. Well, that's going to start changing towards the end of the year. FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, that's the people who make one of the scoring models that a lot of banks and mortgage lenders and everyone uses, are going to start rolling out their model that includes this buy now, pay later data. And so what that's going to do is it's going to change people's scores drastically if they're heavy users of this. And like I said, it could be bad, it could be good, but everyone should kind of be aware of it. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to flip a switch overnight and every bank's going to use this new model and start looking at your buy now, pay later data. Your Progressive banks, your ones.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That really want to see that are going to start using it relatively quickly, but your more traditional banks are probably not going to see that data for a couple more years as they start to wean into the process and understand those models. But definitely something for customers to think about.
So is it now? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jason.
No, go ahead, Tommy.
No, I was just going to ask you, is it necessarily a bad thing or is it just the way you use it?
You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just want to be cognizant of it, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things when someone tells you it's not going to be on your credit report, maybe you don't care as much. You hate to think that way, but it's a potential. And so this is kind of more of a heads up for people who have been using buy now, pay later and maybe don't have the best history. They probably want to not do that anymore because it will start impacting your ability to get traditional credit, right? Mm-hmm. Credit cards and mortgages and auto loans and things of that nature. Some risks to the consumers. I always like to talk about these because, and I'm not, you know, buy now, pay later is just like any type of credit. It's a tool, mm-hmm. right? So as long as you know the risks that are associated with it, then it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to be aware of them. The biggest one is missed payments. I pulled some data and there were multiple surveys that showed 4 in 10 buy now pay later users have said they've missed at least one payment in the past 12 months. That's a shocking number. That's a 40% rate. It doesn't mean that those loans went bad. It just means that these folks said, hey, either I forgot to make the payment or I didn't have the funds to do it. So it's something the numbers are big. the other thing that the buy now payment pay later companies will do is they'll offer you to reschedule your payment and charge you a small fee for it. Now, that's fine, but you can see how little dollars and these little microtransactions can cause that simple thing that you went to go buy that was interest-free to all of a sudden cost you more than if you would have just paid it up front or even used the traditional form of paying for it that didn't charge you those things. So something that people should be aware of. And then there's a shocking trend of buy now, pay later that people are starting to use it for basic necessities like food, groceries, and things of that nature. And again, you probably shouldn't go get that Chipotle burrito if you don't have the cash for it. They're absolutely not judging, but
no, I understand.
What'll happen is, let's just say you do this for 6 weeks, Tommy.
Wait, hang a second. I'm sorry, Jason, but I got to interrupt you. You're telling me that people go and buy a burrito and pay for it for 6 weeks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
This isn't isolated incidents, Tommy. These companies have teamed up with DoorDash and the delivery companies because it's just an easy way for – they don't care. They're getting paid, right? And then the buy now, pay later companies take it on. So – but I'm gonna talk about the snowball effect, okay. Right, because I think this is important. These are six-week payment plans, Tommy. So let's just say you buy that Chipotle burrito and buy now, pay later for 6 weeks. So you're making six payments, right? And so in essence, when you make those payments for your buy now, pay later burritos, you're paying what you would have paid had you bought the burrito anyway, right? So it can very easily snowball on you. And then if you start stacking, if you accidentally miss a payment, late fees, these things can get really expensive. And again, if you use discipline, this can be like anything else. It's a tool, but it can also become a really slippery slope that can snowball on you, right? So just something people should think about.
How much is a Chipotle burrito, roughly?
I've seen them up to $20 these days, Tommy.
All right, so let's say $12, all right? So you're telling me people go in and buy, and I'm not judging, I'm just saying, a $12 burrito and finance that for 6 weeks?
Yeah. You know, the more common route that people do
and
is
pay $2
a week
and pay $2 a week on it. That's I swear to God, I'm just old school and I can't believe this. Go ahead.
No, Tommy, I'm not judging. This is one of those things that I just want the listeners to be aware of. These things can snowball on
because, you. Because what happens is you want another burrito, right? And then before you know it, you're paying off 18. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. You got 8 burritos that you're paying off. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And in essence, it's the same amount as you bought the burritos and just pay cash, right? And I know we're harping on burritos, but it's a shocking example, right? The more real world example that gets out of control for you is groceries, right? Mm-hmm. If you're paying now if you're financing groceries over 4 to 6 weeks, it's a temporary solution. And so that's just what folks have to be cognizant of, it's a pretty slippery slope. And what happens with the burrito example is the most common vessel that people use is like the DoorDash or Uber Eats, right? And so not only do you have the $12 burrito, then you throw in the $3 delivery fee, and then you throw on the tip that you'll pay your driver. So that $12 burrito is probably $20 by the time it's all said and done. Mm. But it's real money, man. It is real money.
It is real money, and at some point it's got to be paid back. And you're saying that starting when it's going to start to be reported to the credit bureau?
Well, by the end of the year, Fair Isaac is going to roll out these credit scoring models. So banking's a slow industry at times, Tommy. It'll take a little while, but you'll start seeing these things, and by early next year, this data will be available. And I will leave your listeners with this. I think that it's not a bad thing to use buy now, pay later. You just have to understand it. And I think that some of your younger consumers who were just trying to establish credit or do things, they have what we call a thin file, which means nothing. These are trade lines. If they use it properly and pay on time, it could actually be something that shows creditors that they are a better credit risk, and it could be used as a door in to actually get a real, real big credit file, in essence.
Great information. Thank you, Jason. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. People want to know more about Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. How do they do it, Jason?
Yeah, gulfbank.com, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. Valuable information as always. 753, 7 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.